Welcome back, everybody, to the Hoopie Insurance Services pregame show. Final game of a six-game series here at Parkview Field. Tin Caps hosting the Great Lakes Loons, the High A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Team coming off a split and a doubleheader yesterday, and this being Sunday, we get to chat with the boss, Tin Cap team president, Mike Nutter. And Mike, first and foremost, the second homestand of the season, a whole lot different from the first, starting with the weather.
Yeah, no question about it. It was such a blessing on that first homestand. That was not the norm for guys like you and me in the Midwest League. This one has been. And despite that, every day other than Friday night, the game that we rained out, it was an incredibly frustrating night that night, but we ended up getting an inch of rain. We just couldn't play. Both teams were great. But despite that, every game this year so far has outdrawn last year, both in announced attendance and in-park attendance for people through the door. And so this is more of the typical. We're going to dance a little bit today and see what happens. But right now it's beautiful. It should be at the start of the game. So if nothing else, hopefully people holding tickets, listening to you and me right now, head on out to the ballpark, grab a bite to eat, catch some innings, and hopefully we get at least five innings in. Before we go any further, I would like to say, because I did have somebody email me and said, hey, I listened to you and Mike last week, and my question involves the players, and you know, how much conversation do you have with those guys, and are you frustrated with the one-loss record? And I, you know, like, it's like our buddy Jim Shevlin's show. You want to take the questions that are great, the ones that are you know, challenging, or if that's even the right word. So first off, for interaction, as the minor league general manager, unlike our friends with the Comets, we don't hire them and promote them and all those kinds of things, but I think the person asking probably knew that. Interaction is daily. Yesterday for the Saturday game, I sat down there in the mess hall, so to speak, and had a nice meal with a few of our great players, and we were laughing and joking. Just still building the relationships. This is home game number 12 today. These guys are professional athletes that have moved all over in high school and college and different things. And we want them to know that we support them here and that we're going to do our best. They all want to play in the big leagues. We want them to become number 220 and 250 down the road of major league players that have come through Fort Wayne. And we're just building those relationships. We've got a great group of young men down there that are playing their you-know-what's off, that are giving it their all. As far as the direct question that I got about the one loss record, am I frustrated? I'll answer it this way. I'm not frustrated at all in the effort. I'm not frustrated at all in the leaders that we have in that clubhouse. I am certainly not frustrated with Johnny Matthews and that coaching staff. So for me to sit here and say, you know, well, I'm frustrated. You know what? I joke. I'm in charge of the cold beer and the fireworks, you know, and we're great partners with the Padres. Obviously, for just looking at the one-loss record specifically, it's not the way they had hoped that we would start or the front office had hoped that we would start. The reality of it is there's so many games left in this season, and if you're going to have a better half than another half, let's be better in the second half when the crowds are bigger. And I really firmly believe, I mentioned it on the broadcast with you the other night when we were together for a couple innings, it sure looks to me like our starting pitching is as good as anybody in this league. And as they get stretched out, I think it bodes well for the one-loss record.
Since we talked about one question I mentioned to you before we started, I have two questions that came in. And the first question was, when did you know that you wanted to get into the game of baseball?
That's a great question. So my brother was a two-sport college athlete. He played college basketball not far from us here in Northwest Ohio at Defiance College for a couple years. Went to the national championship tournament in Kemper Arena in Kansas City the same year Danny Manning and Kansas won in their home arena. He was there for the NAIA thing that either had Pippen or Rodman in the same tournament way back when. And then he played college lacrosse at a high level in California. And I learned at a young age through the help of my mom, who was a guidance counselor and just a great encourager and supporter. It was before so many places had sport management. And so she pulled me aside one day and said, you know, you can be in sports and not be the one they're cheering for on the field or on the court. My dad told a story at my wedding. He was the best man at my wedding. And he said that my sister always used to play doctor when she was a kid. She graduated Vanderbilt Med School. My brother blew up every single Tonka truck that was ever sold to anybody in Ohio. He went into construction management and has had an incredibly successful career. And my dad said that every morning when I was a kid just learning to read, I would open up the newspaper and read all the box scores. And usually our Cleveland Indians at the time, I know it's Guardians now, probably lost that night, you know. And so all of their kids went into stuff that they showed at an early age. I knew I wanted to do something in sports. If I'm being totally truthful, when I was first entering Bowling Green State University, a couple hours northeast of here, I probably would have told you that I was going to work in the NBA. But I just love baseball. It's in my blood. My dad was a coach of mine. I got to coach my son. Baseball's in our blood. My daughter Caitlin's working here this year. My son Carson will start in another week when he's back from Bloomington. And so we love the game and all that it's provided us. So I knew sports for a long time. When I went to work for the Kane County Cougars in 1992 for Bill Larson, my mentor, I got the bug for minor league baseball. And here we are 32 years later, still rocking with only one championship ring.
Well, hopefully that can add up as the time goes on.
Yeah, but I'm running out of time and I got 9 empty fingers.
I don't know how to answer that one. The other quick question was in regards to potential rainouts or rain delays. And the question was, you talked in times past about working with Brian Chacko,
yeah,
and Keith Winter. But the other question was, do you talk to the other teams?
100%.
Do you talk to the farm directors from
Hey, I love that team? Question. So not usually the farm directors, but let's look at two nights ago, Friday night. Did not look good. It was one of those weird ones we get a couple times a year in the Midwest. The radar was clear, and it was raining. We kept hearing all day, it'll be out by 4, and then 5, and then 6, and then 8, and then 10 p.m. In the end, we ended up getting an inch of rain. The fear, the concern with playing Friday night, and one, we couldn't start in that rain that was coming down. But then the stuff, the great question, but the fan might not consider, there's a day game the next day, and so if you're playing through X number of innings of rain, is the field now trashed for the next day? Like, you have to look at the whole thing. So I believe in getting a consensus. That doesn't always mean that every person agrees, but you get together. So we had Johnny Matthews, we had both umpires, we had Daniel Nava, the Great Lakes Loons manager that I can't speak higher of. We've communicated every day this homestand. And everybody was on the boat of, it's already 7:15. Mm-hmm. If we wait around another hour or two and don't play, we're back here for a 1 o'clock game tomorrow. If we wait around another hour or two and do play, are they leaving the ballpark at 1, 2, or 3 in the morning to come back for a day game? We want to play every game that's on the schedule. I talked to Cookie Rojas that night, the league supervisor or league president. He said, Mike, it's your call. You're an expert. You make the right call. If you're getting any pushback from anybody, you call me. And it was like, no, there's no pushback. We were all meeting, man to man and had a great thing. We all agreed. And then we came out here yesterday and we all chuckled because we played that doubleheader and it couldn't have been more beautiful in April in the Midwest. And so it really did work. We're always disappointed for the people that come to the game and it doesn't happen. But we also, as an outdoor sport and professional baseball in this award-winning venue, there's so many nights that are literally perfect that you got to take a few of those like last Friday.
Timing was perfect at the end of the second game, not 5 minutes after the final out. Mother Nature decided to throw her tantrum.
No question about it. And their great prospect just missed a 3-run homer that could have tied that game yesterday in the ninth. And so, it was good for the boys to win. It was great for Josh Mears to get that home run. You know, if they'd have tied it up, I was going to be sitting there worried sick about, you know, if you don't play, you don't get the attendance, and does the tarp get on and all those kinds of things. But fortunately, that one went our way, and hopefully today it does as well.
On that note, we'll stop for this week, and we'll talk again in 2 weeks.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Mike Nutter, team president of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, back with more in a moment on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
podcast by Federated Media.